sports psychologist. He also teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. He is a noted author of over 2,700 books. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello,
good
Craig.
Morning.
Hello, George.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to have a little sip of my morning coffee.
Uh-huh.
He always does that.
Love your coffee. Mm.
Oh, I just love those fair trade beans.
I'm sorry?
How are you doing, Dr. Maxwell?
I'm doing well, George. Thank you so much. I don't know if you guys know this, but I visited Cowboy Camp yesterday. The Cowboys every year put on a great little football camp.
Yes, every year.
And I went there to just watch the men hit each other and sweat all over each other and and get up in a big pile of each other, and it was just really magnificent.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
It was wonderful. The glistening ebony bodies exerting such force out there. It was wonderful. You guys have probably seen football before.
Yes, we have.
But I was out there for a very special reason, and that's because I'm now the official book writer of the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Good
kind
for you.
Stepping up their book writing efforts.
Yes,
huh?
They are. Jerry Jones is now moving into publishing because he's losing so much money at football with the new stadium. And so he hired me to go out there and write several books. And I've just yesterday, I wrote another 9 or 10 books.
Since seeing the practice.
Yesterday.
Since seeing the practice. You know, I've published over 3,000.
I think it's 2,700,
books,
yeah.
2,700 books somewhere in there. This is kind of a range.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that practice got you worked up, didn't it?
Ooh, yes.
Really? I mean, you're really worked up.
I was so... I couldn't go to bed that night. I had to really get relaxed.
Uh-huh. I wonder how you did that.
Well, tell us about some of your books that you've worked on.
I have a personal massager for my
A personal
shoulders.
Massager?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I brought a few books for you. Would you like to see a few?
Sure.
I'd love to.
This one's going to be really popular because there's a popular young player who wrote this one. It's called Hood Ratting at North Park Mall, User's Guide by Des Bryant.
It's good for the kids.
Great for the kids. A couple books by the man himself, okay? this first one's by Jerry Jones called My Twisted Arm, Why I Really Put Drew Pearson in the Ring of Honor. And then this one, I think this is interesting. You know, psychology is kind of my, what do you call it, bag?
That's
sure,
your bag.
Your bag.
Yes, my handbag is psychology. And
handbag?
It's called, this book is called The Psychology of Grafting the Skin of a Virgin onto My Face in Order to Feel Younger by Jerry Jones. And the pictures are wonderful. The pictures are just wonderful.
Oh, it's more of a photo book.
Yes, it's a photo journey. A photo journey of a transformation. this is one by, this is called How to Swallow a Beach Ball and Live to Tell About It by Rob Ryan. forward by Wade Phillips.
Oh, wow.
I know a lot of Cowboy fans are going to want this one. We all know who number 9 is, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
This is called The Only Ring I'll Ever Get, Tony Romo's Wedding Story, written by Tony himself.
Let's hope that's not the only ring.
Illustrations by Bobby Carpenter. Okay.
Illustrations.
Here's one for you, George. I brought this one for you. It's kind of a hefty book. It's called Staying Humble, Dumbing Down a Princeton Education in Order to Talk to Linemen Who Can Barely Grunt by Jason Garrett.
That may be one of his biggest hurdles, isn't it?
And I got now the companion piece. This is called Wide Left. It's the sequel to the original autobiography of David Beeler, which was called Wide Right.
Having some problems.
Let me read that one.
Children's book here. George, you think you have children?
Yes, I do.
I myself have one child from my first and only marriage.
Yeah, you've since split with your wife.
Right.
And you never did remarry.
No, I cannot get married again.
Why?
I don't live in New York.
What does that mean?
Anyway, continue with your books.
Yes, this is a children's book. Come on.
Children's book.
Yes, a children's book. It's called I Like Ribs and He Took Away My Football, The Story of the Release of Leonard Davis by Leonard Davis.
He Took Away My Football.
Forward by Derek Kennard and Chili Davis.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they're related or not, perhaps so. And then finally, this to me is the book that's close.
The what?
The book.
The Bic?
The Bic. Lighter?
Bic. B-A-O-K. Oh, Bic.
Sorry.
That's closest to my heart. It's called Overlooked by Jerry Jones Jr. How a namesake is still searching for a meaningful front office job.
Well, it's a wonderful collection of books, and we thank you very much for bringing them up here. And
absolutely.
Hope everything is going well in your life, Dr. Maxwell. I noticed you were accompanied by someone new that I haven't seen this morning. I was just visiting with him in the hallway earlier. He's a young African-American gentleman named Tristan.
Yes.
Is he your...
He's just... he helps me.
He helps you.
He's an assistant, and he does little... He's kind of my Girl Friday, just doing
anything I need to...
It's a term, okay?
I don't know how to ask this, but are you gay with him?
Oh, my gosh, Craig. What... He came all the way down here to talk books and stuff, and you went...
What? What are you trying to say?
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not gay, you bitch!
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Ticked him off again.
I hope he'll come back.
I don't know. That may be about it.
And neither is Tristan, bitch!
Tristan. All right, there's Dr. Carlton Maxwell, 849, here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We'll talk to David Moore about the Cowboys kicking situation and hear from the Big Black Cowboys computer.